Yeah. Funky. Well, it is Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. All right, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. This is a sports song, and Rick Geezer is the man who behind the sports songs. He joins us every once in a while to play sports songs, and Rick is here. Rick, tell everybody welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much.
And tell everybody about sports songs.
Any song performed by an athlete, coach, manager, broadcaster, anyone associated with sports.
And you've collected them for many years.
Many, over 20 years. I own thousands and thousands of them.
And this morning we will be doing a special NBA version of sports songs, considering we're in the heat of the playoffs right
Getting
now.
Getting ready for game four tonight.
Game four is tonight. And also we're going to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And that was that instrumental that we just heard is Muhammad Ali that co-wrote it.
He co-wrote that. It's called The Champion. It's off a 1976 album called LP called Muhammad Ali, I Am the Greatest.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And I wonder if this was this a big seller?
I haven't seen any sales figures, but based on some of the quality of the recording, I doubt it.
Muhammad Ali, I Am the Greatest, songs performed by, written by, or about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. There are a couple instrumentals that Ali co-wrote. Mm-hmm. There are a few songs that he sings on. And there are a few songs about him.
I always want to mention, I love it when Rick comes down. One, it's always a lot of fun. And it's always a great segment. And two, you bring a crate load of stuff with you every time.
I've got one right here.
And that you just handed me an album, an actual 33 1/3 album with Muhammad Ali's face on it. Great stuff. And you usually come in with cassettes. You've come in with singles, all kinds of great stuff. So, and again, do you find that a lot of this stuff now you find pretty much online?
Find it online. There's still a good network of used record stores around.
Right.
I check those out as
and,
well.
And tell us about sports songs now. A year. You've been on WGN Plus already?
Yes, I've been on a year. Just posted last week a one-year anniversary episode.
A year already.
The best and worst that we've played. I'll be coming up probably over the weekend. I'm going to be posting a tribute to Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that's great. So, and people can get the podcast at WGNplus.com.
Correct.
And it's at Sports Songs, WGNplus.com. And you've got, how many podcasts do you have up now?
There's probably about 35.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. I can't believe it's been a year. That's crazy.
They say they want them regularly, so I just keep pumping them out.
Good, man, because they're great. It's a lot of fun. So check out the podcast, Sports Songs at WGN Plus, and you're on Facebook, facebook.com/sportsongs. All right. We got all that stuff out of the way. Get the podcast at WGNplus.com. Yes. Check them out on Facebook. All right. We want to do some NBA stuff now?
Let's play one more Ali.
One more Muhammad?
One more Ali.
Okay.
This is back when he was still Cassius Clay. Came out in 1964. It's track 317.
Okay.
It's a track he did with Sam Cooke.
Wow.
The legendary Sam Cooke.
I've seen pictures of this session.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people posted pictures of Muhammad Ali last week all over the place. I've seen pictures from, of him and Sam Cooke together, and it looked like they were in a studio together. I guess this might have been from these sessions, perhaps?
It might have been, and in fact, from the it's been re-released as a CD.
That's it, yeah.
There,
it's there a great
a picture. Of Ali with his mouth open,
right.
Sam Cooke with a guitar.
That's great. And so this is, he was still Cassius Clay at this point.
He was. This was the the album originally came out, was mostly a spoken word album, and it came out in 63.
Okay.
But then he released some singles that were produced and assisted by Sam Cooke in 1964. And the one here we're going to listen to is 317, The Gang's All Here.
All right, here we go. This is Muhammad Ali with Sam Cooke on WGN.
New York with me, yeah! In Chicago with me. with me.
Yeah.
Is Los Angeles with me?
Yeah.
Am I the greatest?
Yeah.
Of course he's the greatest. That's pretty great. That's pretty great. Now, how much stuff did Muhammad Ali record? I mean, there's quite a bit here, right?
He, as I mentioned, the 63 album, the singles in 64. In 1976, was pretty prolific. He put out an album called, and we've played tracks from it before, called Muhammad Ali Fights Mr. Tooth Decay.
Oh, that's right.
We've played there. Plus in 76, the album where we heard the instrumental on that. He also does a version of High Hopes and
we have to put that, leave that out of the album cover, because I want Dan to take a picture of Muhammad Ali fights tooth decay.
Ali and his gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay, and the gang includes Howard Cosell, Frank Sinatra, Jane Kennedy, Ossie Davis, Richie Havens.
That's the best. That's the best. Yeah, I totally forgot about that album. Yeah, I totally forgot about it.
That's a great one. Plus, when he was out of boxing in the late 60s, he appeared on Broadway.
He did?
On a show called Buck White. It only had six performances in December of 1969.
Wow.
16 previews. And he appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, playing a song called "We Came in Chains." Mm-hmm. I think we played that.
Oh yeah, we have played that. Yes.
And then you can see him somewhere online. There's some versions from news stories of him singing a song from it called "Black Balloons."
Okay. Wow. He did a lot. All right. That's Muhammad Ali. We'll go back to Muhammad. We got to pay tribute to the greatest. He was unbelievable. But the NBA's finals are happening right now, and we want to do a couple of NBA songs here.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. Why don't we start with one of the legends, Kobe Bryant?
Okay.
Is he a legend? I'd say he's a legend.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a Hall of Famer. Track 323. In 2000, he was ready to put out an album on Columbia Records. They sent out some copies of it and some singles to retail and to some radio programmers.
Okay.
And they all came back negative. So the album was never out, but I have the single.
Wow.
Called Kobe, K period, O period, B period, E period.
Uh-huh.
And why don't we check that out?
All right. Kobe Bryant.
What I live for? Basketball, beats and bras. From Italy to the U.S., yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one that make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore this spotlight life of glamour? Am I dumb for? Have I found the ore? Should I search for? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses. The play is safe to them. My money ain't bait. But I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or six bucks with some mad chips. I want her own or live out of mom's and pop's home. Rock top fashion, Adidas, attire, or Timbos. I don't know, yo. These women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for show? Well, God talk to me, wow. Give me a signal. But until then, all my ears hear the steady flow. Come on.
That is Tyra Banks.
That's Tyra Banks?
That's Tyra Banks.
When was this?
2000.
Yes. So some years before he had to buy a ring for his wife.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I like that the song is about getting women.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Kobe. Hope they didn't use that in court.
Didn't think anyone was going to hear it anymore.
No,
I had a good friend who worked at Rose Records, and he knew, and he was like, oh, we got this. I'm going to get this.
That's amazing. All right. Well, you haven't heard it anywhere else, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
All right. We got a break. Rick, hang out for a second. We got the news coming up. Rick Geezer from Sports Songs here, NBA, Muhammad Ali. We're going to split it down the middle. And Sports Songs, you can check them out on Facebook and check out the podcast at WGNplus.com. And we will come back after the news with more Sports Songs. It's been a fly Sports Songs edition. Esmeralda, by the way, is grooving.
I know, I'm trying to figure out what this is.
Well, it's a cover of a song.
Right.
Well, let's have Rick tell everybody what this is.
It is a cover of a song, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
It was popular in the 60s.
Yeah. If we tell you what it's called, you might remember the...
The first word is ain't.
Ain't.
No.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Oh, okay. So I was like, it sounds so familiar.
Well, tell everybody who this is. We're doing the NBA slash Muhammad Ali edition.
NBA legend Wayman Tisdale. He was a member, played a long time in the NBA, was a member of the gold medal winning 1984 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. Unfortunately, a few years ago, he passed away due to cancer.
Yeah.
The scourge, but he left us with a lot of great...
guitarist, great sort of a jazzy bass player, guitar player. Yeah. And so he did some covers of, and this was his the big number one single, according to this.
It came out in 2004.
And Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
So if you listen to Ramsey Lewis and them, you know, he probably played it back then.
There you go. Wayman Tisdale. All right. We are back with Sports Songs. Rick Geezer is with us. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. Fly Jams Friday coming up. We're also going to talk with the executive director of the After Hours Film Society and the marketing manager for Classic Cinemas to talk about the quote-along sing-along screening of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Awesome.
Shouldn't that be fun, Rick?
Yeah, like, that'll be awesome.
So it's going to be the sing-along and quote-along with Monty Python. We'll talk about that screening, which is coming up on Monday. Rick's here with us. Okay, Rick, let's continue.
Let's go to 281, one of arguably the most well-known and greatest NBA player of all time is Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, most people in Chicago would say it's Michael Jordan, but Wilt would definitely be in the conversation.
Absolutely.
He, in 1960, put out a 45, even appearing on American Bandstand.
Oh, he did?
He did. We'll hear the song. It was called By the River.
Okay. And this is Wilt Chamberlain.
By the River. Baby, just my baby and me, we hug, kiss, cuddle close by the river, neath the shady tree, by the river, neath the shady tree, Mother Nature keeps us company, we sing, cling, and everything, by the river, neath the shady tree.
Chicken in a basket.
It's not bad.
You can't go wrong with chicken in a basket.
Yeah.
Wilt, and it says on the single, you actually brought the 45 in. It is credited to Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
He did. He, you know what? He really hated that nickname.
Did he?
He wanted to be called the Dipper, the Big Dipper.
All right. Well, Wilt Chamberlain, I bet he sing that song to 3,000 women?
Wasn't it 10?
Was it 10,000? Yeah, it was. I lost track after 3,000, I guess.
Yeah, I lost track after about 6.
All right, what do we got next?
All right, why don't we, one of the big names in the NBA of the last few years is Tony Parker on a lot of those great teams in San Antonio. In 2007, he put out a CD of rap music in his native language of French.
Okay.
So why don't we listen to the song Game Time at 274.
Okay. This is Tony Parker. We're celebrating sports songs in an NBA edition, and it's also a tribute to Muhammad Ali.
Let's go.
Tu perds l'équilibre de points de plus pour mes stats. Game time, je fais mon entrée dans l'arène. B.U. start et cal, oups, c'est la merde. Que des numéros 9 dans ma team. La rime au million de dollars, est-ce que t'imagines?
Je fais mon trou dans ce rap game. Comme sur les terrains de basket, personne ne m'arrête. Toujours au pays pour faire le show. Un millier de caméras sur moi quand je prends le micro.
Habitué au top 10, regarde-moi briller sur toutes les chaînes. Hey yo, ma mère, c'est Tony P, NBA player. Pur son dans ton ghetto blaster. C'est chaud, je mets le niveau haut. Les pom-pom girls bouge sur le flow. C'est chaud, je monte au panneau. Dépose cette balle, je suis le seigneur des anneaux.
It's game time, it's game time.
Did I hear ghetto blaster?
I heard ghetto blast. Ghetto blaster.
Ghetto blaster. This isn't bad.
Well, it isn't,
it's not bad. I've heard worse.
Yeah.
He looks upset on the CD.
He looks serious.
Yeah.
He's got his game face on. It's game time.
He should have some different pants on, though.
And I believe this was released. It was pre him dating the Desperate Housewife.
Eva Longoria?
Eva Longoria.
Oh, okay. All right. So is it Eva Longoria. All right. I've always thought that she should date Evan Longoria. They should just date.
I think that would be great.
It'd be very, very easy.
The towels would be monogrammed.
She could take one of his jerseys. Exactly. It wouldn't matter if she needed to just black out the N.
That's fine.
The end of his name. That would always work. Okay, so did that sell?
No, it sold in France.
Sold in France.
Yeah.
Everything sells in France.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next?
In 1991, one of the biggest names in basketball was Mark Price. He led the Cleveland Cavaliers and some great battles between the Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the 90s. He put out an album with a band called Lifeline. In 1991, an album, a CD called Stand Steadfast. It's mostly inspirational and gospel music, but it's really pretty fun.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Does he have a song on there called The Shot?
He does not.
I just thought I'd ask.
He does not.
All right, so what are we hearing here? What song is it?
It's called Steadfast.
Okay.
And it's 325.
Okay, this is Mark Price.
You know we gotta be steadfast, unshakable.
Bulls were not soldiers of the light, according to him. I don't know.
Apparently not. Wow. Some fantastic sort of like ABC, you know, TGIF saxophone.
Oh, exactly.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds
and
like,
up with people vocals.
Right. Sound like the saxophone player for America's funniest videos played on that. Wow.
If they continued, they probably have a residency in Branson.
Yes. Well, it's nice to see an NBA player who's spiritual. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's positive stuff.
It's positive. It's uplifting.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What do we got next?
Speaking of positive and uplifting, Dwight Howard put out an album in 2010 called Shoot for the Stars, and he did a lot of different cover songs. And the one I like the best is ABC, the classic Jackson 5 song, 282.
Okay.
And he does the CD. It was a charity CD. He does it with some kids, but it's a lot of fun. And I think people will enjoy it. Some of the other songs on the CD are Let's Get the Party Started. And
oh, really?
And the Banana Boat song, Day.
Oh, I see. Okay. All
and
right.
Jamming the Marley song.
Okay.
So,
all right. So
let's listen to ABC.
Dwight Howard.
Your winters go to learn, girl, things you never, never knew before.
I got before he stepped out to see.
And why 2 + 2 makes 4? Now, I'm gonna teach you.
Teach you.
All about love, girl.
All about love, girl.
Sit
yourself down and take a seat. All you gotta do is repeat after me.
ABC, B is 1, 2, 3. Simple as go, ain't me. ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Dwight Howard getting real happy here. He's singing with the, do they? Who are these kids? Do you know? It's a bunch of kids.
Just a bunch of kids.
I got to tell you, I love the cover of the CD.
It's great animation. It's great artwork.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. He seems very happy.
As happy as artwork can be.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's sailing through the air as the children point and smile. Right. All right.
Yeah, and they're in shadow. The pointing. Well, actually, that looks like he's got a gun in his hand.
Okay. Shadow. Put that one down.
Whoa.
All right. Okay, we got time for one more here before we break.
Okay. Since we were just acting inappropriate, we were kind of being haters there to the cover. Why don't we play 328? Ron Artest, he put out a CD in 2006, and we'll listen to the track called, of course, Haters.
Haters, okay.
With a Z.
Ron, with a Z. Of course. Everything has a Z on Fly Jams Friday, so that works out. Okay, this is Haters.
For some reason, kid, anybody hating me? I don't know why these cats keep hating me. You, and you, why you hating me? I don't know, but a lot of people hate me. For some reason, kid, anybody hating me? I don't know why these cats keep hating me. You, and you, why you hating me? I don't know, but a lot of people hate me.
I observe and I watch and I read people. Critique me and they think they know me. And it seems to my fans, prison fam, that I'm gonna have a holiday. I tell them it's gonna be a holiday anyway. Yes, I'm prepared to let it air out. And if I have to stop on some people on the route, yes, I'll do that. In my world, no guidelines. Put the pressure on me, I've been here a long time. I admit I used to smoke right before games. Had these, the pain in the brain was insane. Halftime, hit the liquor store for a half pint. My dude got half his life took with a black knife. Maybe I
Ron Artest. Wow. Confronting his haters.
He is. Doesn't it seem a little Eminem inspired?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the style of vocals.
He also did rhyme insane and brain for like the 50 millionth time in rap history. It's like, that seems to be one of the most popular rhymes in rap history when you rhyme insane and brain.
Hey, it worked for Cypress Hill.
It certainly did. Okay, Ron Artest. Now, a lot. We should mention, a lot of the sports songs in general. Some of them are one-offs. Some guys did try to have, a
Ron
music
Artest
career.
Was one who tried to have a music career.
Exactly. But this guy was a guy who did try to have a music career. Okay. All right. Cool. All right, Rick. We're going to take a break, and more sports songs, NBA, and Muhammad Ali coming up right here. And you can check out sports songs on WGNplus.com. The podcasts are all there. You can also follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/sportsongs. More NBA, more Muhammad Ali sports songs coming up after we take a break. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means later on, Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. You big dummy. Find out what's coming up on Outside the Loop Radio as well. And after 3 o'clock, we will talk about a quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail that you can see on Monday night at the Tivoli Theater. And we'll talk with After Hours Film Society and Classic Cinemas folks from there and tell you all the details. Right now, Rick Geezer is with me from Sports Songs. You can check out sportsongs.com and the podcasts at WGNplus.com. And what we just heard is a song co-written by Muhammad Ali.
Yes, called Don't Mess With Ali. It was off his 1976 album called I Am the Greatest.
Oh, and that was what we heard. We heard from that album earlier.
We did. We did. Why don't we play another Ali song?
Okay.
And we'd referred to it earlier, Ali versus Mr. Tooth Decay. There's a great song on it. They call it the Ali Historical Song. And it's also from 1976. Why don't we give it a
All right. This is from Muhammad Ali from Ali versus Mr. Tooth Decay, which we're going to put the picture of the album cover on our Facebook page soon, so be aware of that. But here we go.
Who knocked the crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard? hard that they bailed it crack. Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali.
For our country dear.
Wow.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
He got around.
He did, and he's just at the Revolutionary War era. The song goes on for about 200 years of
history. It's Ali all through history.
All through history.
Punching stuff.
That's why he's the man to fight
Mr. Tooth Decay. If you're going to fight Mr. Tooth Decay, you need the guy who punched the Liberty Bell so hard it cracked.
With a mighty whack.
All right. That's from Ali versus Mr. Tooth Decay. We're working on getting that album cover. Oh, it's up? Okay. Check it out on our Facebook page. You can see the album cover. It's definitely worth a look. Let me tell you something. Clearly 1976. Clearly. So check out the Ali versus Mr. Tooth Decay album cover. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. Well, what do we got next?
Should we go back to the NBA?
Yeah, let's go back to the NBA.
Why don't we go to the NBA? Why don't we stay in the 1960s? We'll go to 238. The Big O, Oscar Robertson.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say Orion Samuelson.
Oh, he also put out a record, of course, you know.
Yeah. What number again?
238.
Okay.
The Big O, you know, in the 1960s, the one year, I believe it was 62, he averaged a triple-double. He was a member of the 1960 U.S. Olympic team, won a gold medal. This guy could do it all, and he even tried to sing and start a new dance craze called Do the Big O.
What? Okay, here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Oscar Robertson. Let's do the Big O.
I love on the, this is a 45, by the way.
It is. Picture disc, or picture sleeve.
Yeah, and it's got the chart on how to do the Big O. You can
go
put it on.
Go to the right, go to the back, go to the left.
You got
to
have very small feet, though, to follow this.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I think they should play that before every business report when Orion comes on. Don't you think, Dan, that they should play that before every business? That should be the song to introduce the Big O.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great. What year is that from you?
1965.
65, year of my birth. Wow. Okay. Okay, what do we got next?
One of the big stars of the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s was Dennis Rodman.
Ah, yes.
And he took part in a song called Just a Freak by dance sensation Crystal Waters. He did this in 1997, and can hear his vocal stylings. It's 324.
Okay. If you're following with Crystal along. Waters.
With Crystal Waters.
Okay. This is Dennis Rodman, Just a Freak.
Mary, Mary on the floor.
She's looking freak, but she's much more. Lay chic, fun chic. She's the head of state patrol.
Head to toe.
My shade of peach.
There's a secret she likes to keep.
She likes the boys, think they're cool.
But between her legs are the family jewel.
There is a place we all want to be free.
That's it for... That's it for Dennis Rodman.
And he made the cover.
That's it for Dennis Rodman and the rest of the whole song.
That's it.
And then he's on the cover. And by the way, this song was featured in Double Team, the movie he made with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Gotta love that.
Esmeralda will be renting this. You're going straight to Netflix when you get home. I know, Esmeralda, so you can hear that song again and watch Dennis Rodman and...
I love Crystal Waters.
Crystal Waters. What's not to love? Dennis Rodman, Crystal Waters, Van Damme. How can you? Those are fantastic things. All right, we got time for one more.
Okay, why don't we? The Milwaukee Bucks coach is Jason Kidd, mm-hmm. and in 1984 or 1994, when he was still a rookie, he got roped into being part of a CD collection called B-Ball's Best Kept Secret. And he put out, well, this CD is amazing. It includes songs by Malik Sealy, Shaq, of course, Brian Shaw, Jason Kidd, Dennis Scott, Gary Payton, all rapping around. And Jason Kidd, who I'm sure would want to forget this, did a song called What the Kid Did.
Okay, What the Kid Did, Jason Kidd.
I got skills with the rock. And you be Austin, why Steve Austin? Steady Foster, we cash out from hitting Mashburn. On the break, you want me to take it? You still with a left, right, you should look. More steals than Ricky Hinn from the Pac-10. I ain't new to this, I give assists like a high school tutor. But who the hell said being the kid was easy?
Wow. I think they should have kept it a secret.
Yes, indeed. And if you take a look, it's the did is spelled with three D's.
Yeah, three D's. Okay. All right. Rick, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you
always
very
a blast.
Much for having me.
The NBA continues tonight, game four, and Muhammad Ali, obviously you can celebrate the greatness of Muhammad
Ali. I'll be posting a podcast, tribute to Muhammad Ali, this weekend.
Great. Okay, Rick, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you soon. Sports songs on WGNplus.com and on Facebook. News is next.